Well, my mother was little, but this lady would invite people from Huntsville. That's where they were living, near Huntsville. Mm-hmm. And she would invite people over and have big parties. Mm-hmm. But the children all got to sit on the stairway, this big winding stairway, to watch them dance. They share old Virginia reel and all that, you know, with bustles and big wide skirts and ruffles and fluffles and all that kind of, and well, that's where she found out about all that. And she was just a little girl. See, they moved to Tennessee when she was, and were living in Tennessee when she, her mother died when she was 11, so all that was back in their younger. Well, they left there later, and I know why. My grandfather was a very sensitive, emotional man. And if any of his family died, he wouldn't live there anymore. He moved. And so somebody in the family died there. And he moved. He wouldn't stay there anymore. And he moved to on some mountain. Let me see the name. I've forgotten the name of the mountain. But anyway, the farm was down in the valley. He bought this place. And the farm was a rich valley. But their house was up on a mountain. Oh, maybe I'll think of it. Anyway, the children and the boys, they enjoyed that place because it was there where they could play in the creek and catch fish and go hunting. And one night, she said that they had a little dog and some mules. And this little dog got under the house, slept under the house at night. A bear came. Her mother was hanging up clothes out in the yard. And this bear, she happened to notice it just over on the other side of the fence from where she was. So she called all the children and got them in the house. Now, Grandpa had gone to Huntsville, I think, that night after trading with another man. I mean, another man was with him, and they had gone to Huntsville. So Grandma and the children were there by themselves, and her brothers were too small to go out and kill that bear. And so she got all the children in the house, and it was a log house, and they had a bar across the door, iron bar, and they had iron bars over the chimneys, so varmints couldn't come down those chimneys. And her oldest brother begged to go out and shoot that bear, but Grandma wouldn't let him. And it scratched at the corner of the house all night and growled and scratched at the very corner that my mother and her sister were sleeping in, inside. And the little dog barked all night under the house, and the mules whistled all night. She said she'd never forget that night. But long about daylight, he found out he couldn't get a hold of anybody, so he left. Oh, I could tell lots of experiences. To me, it's fun. That will be in my history. And anyway, they moved from there to Tennessee.